This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, I hope everyone had a very happy Halloween. I hope your Halloween candy situation was better than mine. I'll go into that about an hour from now. But here's what is on tap for tonight, and we are all over the place. First, we're going to talk about pride and what a dangerous thing pride can be for you, me, and most definitely Democrats right now. You remember how I've been predicting Trump's going to be arrested? I've been preparing you for that. Oh, I have a headline for you here. I'll get to that in just a few. We're going to talk about small business closures, white suburban women, what's happening at the DHS. Clarence Thomas wants to talk about diversity, and we're going to do something else. We're going to have some phone calls later in the show. Don't bother calling. It'll be a long, long time, but later in the show, based off of last night and your COVID stories, I felt obligated because of your email response to allow you to have also a voice if you want it. That'll be later on in the show. Do you want to tell your story of how you and yours were abused by COVID lockdown insanity? I will give you my platform later on. Also, and I'm going to do this about 10 minutes from now. You know what I love to do sometimes? I love to do alternate history stuff, meaning I like to take something that happened and I like to imagine how things would have been different had something gone differently. And here's what I mean. I say to you, the country may have been better off if Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Hold on. Don't turn off the radio. That's not an indictment of Trump. I will explain exactly what I'm talking about in 10 minutes from now. It's going to be a fascinating thing. I woke up this morning. It was on my mind, and I was thinking about the media corruption and everything. And it just we'll get to that about 10 minutes from now. But I want to begin with pride. Pride goeth before the fall, as the good book says. Pride has cost many people many, many things. It's cost me many, many things. You remember before I got into this, of the many different things I've done, I was selling RVs. You have any idea how many RV sales I didn't make because of my pride? No, I'm not showing them another RV. I've shown them 10. I'm not showing them anymore. I'm not doing it. Okay. Well, they left and bought from someone else. He gets the paycheck. I don't. No, I'm not sending that guy a follow-up phone call. He jerked me around the RV lot forever. I'm not making a follow-up phone call. End up calling him 6 months later. He bought the next day. Pride. How many relationships has pride cost? No, I'm not calling her. She was being a witch. No, I'm not calling him. He's been so mean lately. Relationship gone. Not just spouses or girlfriends, boyfriends, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, families who never get back together again. Not always, but oftentimes because of pride. Pride really is a killer. We all have to fight against it. Most definitely I do. I will tell you that much. As the Democratic Party has gone from being the working man trade union party, they've turned themselves into the millionaire, billionaire, academia, urban elite party. Something has happened. And there are always elites that look down on people. So I don't want to act like this is a brand new phenomenon, but this is taking place now party-wide with the Democrats. What's happened is they view any anger at them at all, any anger their way at all, anyone who would dare to choose something other than them, they view it as being an absurd backlash from stupid peasants who don't know what they're talking about. Are you concerned about crime, for instance? I mean, I'm looking at a headline right here. Paroled criminals avoid jail despite new arrests thanks to a dangerous New York law. Speaking of New York, I want you to listen. I want you to listen very closely to this person.
It was the middle of the day on Saturday. 78-year-old Stuart Beinhacker was heading to a gardening class.
It was the first time in my life I thought I was going to die.
But he became the latest victim of violence underground on a downtown 2 train when he says this man and woman were playing music too loud.
And so I asked them to please turn it down, and he immediately ran over and started punching the shit out of me. My face, my head, blood gushing everywhere like a geyser. I've never seen so much blood in my life.
He says both of them punched and kicked him until the train pulled into 96th Street and they ran off.
I want you to listen to this as well. That's the gentleman who was just beaten to a bloody pulp. Listen to this.
This cannot keep going on.
And startled strap hangers like Stuart wonder if they'll ever feel safe.
And it just breaks my heart. I'm scared for myself and my friends. I'm scared for everybody. What's going on in this city is just beyond anything imaginable.
That's sad, isn't it? Beaten to a bloody pulp, scared. I told you recently about having to go to New York when I went up there for Buck Sexton's thing, and I had to meet some radio suits, and one of the radio suits who lives in New York City, his wife will not enter the city limits anymore. But I want you to listen to something Joy Behar said on The View today, not because Joy Behar is uniquely important, but because you have heard similar statements to this from Joe Biden, Barack Obama, various senators, congressmen. While people are scared, they're being assaulted, they're making lifestyle changes because of all the violent criminals Democrats are releasing. This is the messaging, the official Democrat messaging they're going with, going into an election that's going to see them getting their clocks clean.
The Republicans now coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
How on earth could you be so out of touch to choose your final election message as being... Remember, the election is 1 week. 1 week from Election Day, every poll shows you getting slaughtered at the polls. And the final Democrat message going into a midterm that is going to be a red tsunami, the final message is, you stupid people are so stupid. You're so stupid, you don't even know crime's going down. I've just looked up the numbers. I mean, it's 2-4% of murders or whatever, but crime's going down. And if you weren't so stupid, you'd know that you're being stupid. Pride. This is what happens when you lose touch. It happens to, by the way, this happens in many, many, many walks of life, but it's not unique to TV or politics or radio. We already talked about relationships and things like that. Pride is one of those things that is going to crush you. And you know what's going to be the best? And Chris, go ahead and click on the old record button, buddy, because you're going to want to write this down. The best is actually not going to be the red tsunami, although that's going to be wonderful beyond belief. I actually think we're going to have a Republican governor in New York. I just can't even believe I'm saying that. But the best thing is not going to be election night. The best thing is going to be the days after the election, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the absolute disdain that is poured on you from Democrat politicians and media people, media communist apparatchiks. The Democrat politicians, you know what they're all going to say? They're all going to say, well, people just didn't understand what we were doing. They didn't get it. Kind of a code for, yeah, they were too stupid to understand things are going well. And that's actually nice because the media, the communist apparatchiks, they'll actually say what the Democrat politicians really wanted to say. They won't be able to hold themselves back. They'll go on TV the day after the election and just basically tell you to your face what a stupid, ignorant racist you are and how you're useless and how you don't know how to vote. You're too stupid. They can't help themselves anymore. They have so separated themselves from working people, they can't help themselves. They are officially all the ivory tower people we have joked about forever. Looking out of their ivory tower balcony at the unwashed peasants, disgusted at the smells and their choices. Oh, these stupid idiots. I bet you peasants think you're starving. You've got bread. You're not starving. Let them eat cake. That's what they become. They've become the let them eat cake party. Well, that didn't end up very well for the person who uttered those words. I don't think it'll end up very well for Democrats 1 week from today. All right. I floated a crazy theory about why Hillary would have been better than Trump. Why it would have been better for the country if Hillary had been elected instead of Trump. Is that crazy? Am I crazy? I might be. But hear me out. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I do my alternate history about Hillary versus Trump, one last thing on pride. Chris dug this one up during the break. It's a great one. You see, why don't people like Democrats right now? Well, you're kind of crazy during COVID. You lost your mind. That's the problem.
Your approval rating in the country is well below 50%. And I wonder why you think that is.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now, that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now. I think you'd agree that the impact on the psyche of the American people as a consequence of the pandemic is profound. Think of how that has changed everything. You know, people's attitudes about themselves, their families, about the state of the nation, about the state of their communities. And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there, a great deal of uncertainty.
It's not their policies. It's you and your psyche. You want to talk about being blinded by pride? Every guy above the age of 10 is well aware that maybe the worst tactic you can use when you're arguing with your wife or girlfriend is you're just being too emotional. Calm down. You know, they love when you say that, guys. Calm down. The problem is you haven't calmed down. That is now the official platform of the Democratic Party. Look, you're just a little bit psycho right now, and you're obviously too stupid to know crime's going down. Very bold strategy. Very bold strategy. I can't wait to see how that works 1 week from now. Now, I floated an alternate history thing out there. Probably has you ready to punch me, but I want you to walk with me here. Because I was thinking about this because of last night's show. I'll be honest, I had a hard time going to sleep last night. It was weighing heavy on me. And again, I'm going to open up the phone lines way later in the show and let you once again have a voice. I'm going to give you my platform. You have a voice for the hardships you suffered under COVID lockdowns. But it was weighing on me last night. And I was trying to think of ways it could have been avoided or ways it could have been different. And hear me out. I have this theory. And I admit there are holes in it, and I'll point out those holes in it, but I have this theory that actually all that suffering and misery that COVID lockdowns and vaccines and mandates and all that stuff, that we would have avoided all of that if Hillary Clinton had been elected in 2016. Hear me out. What happened when Donald Trump was president? Let's address what happened there first. Donald Trump was president, and soon we got word about COVID. COVID's in China. Okay, that doesn't look good. There's some scary videos.
And then remember, it moved to Italy from there. And then we're hearing stories about, my goodness, they're stacking bodies like sardines. No, no. And then what happened? What happened was the system in America, remember, we have a corrupt system that runs all our institutions. The system realized that COVID was going to be a tremendous opportunity to purge itself of the system disruptor they hated, Donald Trump. So they created the COVID panic, the COVID hysteria, because they knew if they could make Donald Trump look like some clueless idiot, and if they could pin every single COVID death on this is what Trump screwed up and Trump should have done this, they knew it would hurt the system disruptor, not the system itself. So they went all in immediately. Trump, well, travel ban, what a racist. And then 5 minutes later, why didn't you put the travel ban in earlier? Trump's stupid. We don't have ventilators. Trump's messing up this. Trump's messing up that. This is crazy. And eventually Trump starts caving to all this stuff eventually, right? That's why he hands the keys of the country to Dr. Fauci, that little useless tyrant who put in the 15 days to slow the spread. And he hands the country to Dr. Fauci, the little moron, and then Dr. Fauci, since it's coming from a Trump administration, pushes lockdowns. What happened at the state level? Because that's really where the problems were, right? At the state level, red states, GOP governors, GOP mayors, they went along with it. Because Trump pushing it, Trump's people pushing it, gave them cover to push it as well. So I know people love to do revisionist history, especially a week before Election Day. Democrats and their lockdowns. There would have been a fraction of the lockdowns and mandates in this country if there had been universal pushback from politicians and pundits on the right. A fraction. And you know I'm right. Instead, they all went along with it in the beginning. Oh, some changed early, some changed late, but they all went along with it. Now, pause on that. Because virtually all the pain and misery we're seeing now has come from that. Everything from Joe Biden's election to freaking gas prices to inflation to everything. Everything came from COVID lockdowns. Remember, everything grew from that. Now, let's go to Hillary Clinton. What if Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump on election night? Gosh, that would have sucked, right? I was celebrating like you were celebrating. What if Hillary had won instead? Well, let's walk through that. We will walk through it in just a second. First, let me talk to you about shrimp. Everyone loves shrimp. Everyone loves shrimp. I did not know until I started working with Biloxi that our shrimp comes from overseas, 95% of it. And you know, I'm huge anymore on buying American. Some things you can't, but I try to make it a priority, buying American. It's better quality anyway, plus we're supporting our country, not countries that hate us. Biloxi shrimp. Not only is it the best shrimp you've ever had delivered to your front door, it's American shrimp. You're supporting American shrimp boats, an American company, straight out of the Mississippi Gulf. I choose to buy American. They have so many options and bundles available for things they can deliver to your home. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off your entire order, all right? BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. No more commie shrimp. No more commie shrimp. American shrimp. All right? All right. Now, we just went over what happened under Trump and why they did it. Remember, they pounced on Trump immediately, knowing they could destroy him, destroy his economy, pin every death on him to cost him the election. That was a huge part of why there was so much COVID panic. But what would have happened under Hillary? Huh. We'll find out in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we are doing a little alternate history in case you're just now joining us, and we're going to have a bunch of fun still and do some more heavy stuff because I feel like I owe that to you tonight on the show with more of the COVID stuff. But back to the alternate history on why I feel, well, my theory is we'd have been much better off if Hillary had been elected instead of Trump. And that was, if you've been listening, you know that's not been an anti-Trump thing. I talked about how the media and the system, they used COVID immediately to purge Trump. And keep in mind, when I talk about the system, this actually goes beyond America's corrupt system. I want you to pause for a moment and think about how many global powers wanted Donald Trump out of office. I want you to think about the Communist Party of China, who quite possibly released the virus on purpose to get Trump. There is evidence out there of that. You know that, right? But the Communist Party of China, think about the Communist Party of China and how bad Trump was always riding them and changing trade deals and doing things like that. And now think about what the Communist Party of China has now under Joe Biden. They own him. They own his son. Do you know they have a term for buying off the sons and daughters of people they want to bribe? Do you know what the Chinese have a term for it? They're called princelings. China, they do it at home. They do it in China. And they do it with countries overseas, including ours. Hunter Biden is a princeling bought by the Chinese. Think what you'd do if you're China, if you could get rid of Trump and replace him with someone you own, with someone you can call tomorrow and say, hey, stop this policy now, or this little laptop video I've got of your son, it goes to the media. Think about that. Now, what happened? What would have happened? Let's say COVID actually did get released by the Chinese. Maybe it was an accident from bat soup or whatever they tried to sell us initially. But Hillary Clinton was president. Think about how the system would have responded if Hillary Clinton had been president. What if, say, Hillary Clinton shut down travel? What would the response have been? Would a single entity have accused her of xenophobia, racism? Nope. Immediately, there would have been puff pieces in the New York Times, Time Magazine, every nightly news show. Look at the strong woman leading from the front, saving American lives with this travel ban. But then let's say the virus got here anyway, which of course it would, because the scumbag Chinese purposely sent it here. Remember, they shut down domestic travel in their country and allowed international travel to America. Remember, they wanted it to come here. So let's say it got here anyway, and people start getting COVID in America and dying of COVID in America. What would happen if you didn't have an American media that was cheering for more deaths and shooting down any treatment because they wanted max deaths? What would have happened? Well, I don't even have to ask you because you have two great examples. Do you remember how they treated Obama during the swine flu? You know how many Americans died during swine flu? It's over 10,000 if memory serves me. I haven't looked it up. I'm pretty sure. Over 10,000. Do you remember a single media hit piece about Obama failing anybody? You know what? Forget about that. Maybe that's too ancient history. Let's go to last year, 2021. Did you know that even with a, quote, vaccine, if we're still calling it that, that more people died in 2021 under Joe Biden than died in of COVID, by the way. More people died in 2021 of COVID under Joe Biden than died in 2020 under Donald Trump? Oh, you didn't know that? I wonder why. You mean there weren't media stories after media story after media story about why Joe Biden's directly responsible for these deaths and Joe Biden's causing all these deaths and Joe Biden this and Joe Biden that? It wouldn't matter if 20 million Americans died under Hillary Clinton of COVID. The media would have presented it every single day as a heroic victory for Hillary Clinton, and how it would have been so much worse if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's leadership. And there's another part of it. Republicans, let's say, now this wouldn't have happened, but let's say Hillary Clinton decided with her buddy Fauci
that she was going to push insane COVID lockdowns and mandates and things like that, what would the Republican response have been at the state level from governors and AGs and judges? Absolutely not. 15 days to slow the spread. What is this tyranny? This is insane. This is Democrat tyranny, which of course it was, but they would have stood up to Hillary Clinton. They didn't stand up to Donald Trump. They didn't. And one more thing on this. I've blamed a lot of politicians and the media and things like that. I want to address my own people. I want to address pundits on the radio, writers, TV on the right, not the left. I'm talking about the right. Do you have any idea how many friends of mine I saw pushing Donald Trump for more lockdowns, stricter lockdowns early on? Do you have any idea how many people in the media I saw pushing the vaccine as soon as it came out? Get this. You have to get this now. It's saving lives. Do you have any idea how many people on our side, people I know, saying things like, it's just a mask. Be respectful. If that was Hillary Clinton in office, what would all of those people have been saying? This is tyranny. Mind your own business. What are you talking about? But because it was Daddy Trump in office and so many people on our side only have a career because Donald Trump is interesting, because they're not. They need Donald Trump in order to make their show interesting. So many on our side. Yes, Trump is right. Absolutely. It's just 15 days. Quit whining. I don't want to hear about your freedoms. Our own side. I know that's an uncomfortable alternate history, but I don't know that I'm that wrong. Now, I said there were holes in it. Obviously, Trump was a much better president than Hillary Clinton would have ever been. And maybe the biggest one is we're sitting on, what, a 6-3, at least 5-4, if you count, if whether or not we're counting Roberts, a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court. And that majority very likely goes to Hillary Clinton instead. And think about how much that changes the country, right? Roe versus Wade doesn't get overturned if Hillary Clinton is appointing those justices. So I admit there are holes in it. But I think more than anything, it was a little thought experiment walking you through just how despicable and dishonest our system is in this country and how things are covered. It's entirely dependent on who happens to be president of the United States of America at the time. You see it right now. How outraged are Democrats about, you're talking about crime? It's not even that bad.
The Republicans now coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
Why? Why are they so mad about crime now? People don't care about crime. Joy Behar doesn't care about crime. When she gets done with her show and waddles down to her car, she has security down there. And then when she gets to her gated home, I'm sure that she has somewhere, her mansion, I'm sure she has security out the wazoo. She's not concerned about you being mugged. So why is she mad about you complaining about it? Because there's a Democrat president who might be held responsible for it. If it was a Republican president, they would be talking about crime every single day on The View and what a problem it is. They don't care. All right. You know how I've been talking to you about the diesel shortages, right? Headline, businesses on the U.S. East Coast told to prepare for diesel shortage. Here we go. I've been telling you this is coming and coming fast. Remember, it was 25 days away, like 6 or 7 days ago. Do you have your emergency 3-month food kit yet? Got this email. I loved it. Jesse, I've been slowly stocking essentials like gasoline and food and finally bought one of the 3-month kits from My Patriot Supply. While you talk about the good deals you get there, you fail to mention that the first thing you see when you visit your custom site is a big picture of your face. You literally have to scroll past your face to see the product they're selling. After purchasing, I feel more symmetrical already. Okay, anyway, go get a 3-month food kit now. Now, please, please, Look, if you can only, if they're a family of four and you can't afford four of them, I get that. Get one at least. But if you can, everyone in your home needs one of these. MyPatriotSupply.com gives you $250 off. MyPatriotSupply.com. They have partnered with the show. I love these guys. It's wonderful. It ships fast. It ships free. It ships anonymously. MyPatriotSupply.com. Don't wait until the diesel runs out. All right? All right. Now, I did a lot of talk last night about the COVID reckoning. All right. And no, I'm not opening up these phone lines yet at all. Not at all. But, well, hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't forget out there, you need to be careful with your dangerous rhetoric.
Don't tell me that's not aiding and abetting all this. Of course it is. There's someone that sees it creating a culture and a climate like this. I mean, it's look online. Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to
Can you imagine social media and media networks amplifying violent rhetoric? How despicable is that? Anyway, let's go to MSNBC.
New details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with six broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't clearly Senator Paul is still struggling. Paul's neighbor.
Man, that dangerous rhetoric really can get out of control, can it? All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The mighty Jesse, this email says. I listen to your podcast a day late due to work schedules. Remember, if you can't hear the show live, it's fine. They podcast every show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All 3 hours podcasted right there. Anyway, he says, however, I have a simple question for this amnesty crap. He's talking about the pandemic amnesty these people wanted. Why would we give amnesty to people who proclaim they followed the law? It seems like they are fearful they committed crimes. I'm like you. I will never forgive any politician for what they did, separating people into essential and non-essential. Governor Murphy from the communist state of New Jersey, where I live, not only separated people on this list, but he actually kept a list of what he called a knucklehead list and had the scumbag state police superintendent read the list of names during his daily I Love Power briefings as a COVID update. There is no doubt in my mind these people not only received death threats, but were actually assaulted. We will never know since the government is so corrupt. I'll be honest, the Republicans in my district don't deserve any of my attention, never mind my vote. I am actively working to get out of this communist state. By the way, as a retired police officer, I have no problem calling the superintendent a scumbag. I was retired prior to this pandemic, and I'll tell you what, I was very disappointed in the lack of pushback by law enforcement with these draconian lockdowns. His name is Steve. So was I, Steve. But I think about this a lot. When these people talk about dangerous rhetoric, I do think about Governor Murphy. I do think about the briefings, the daily briefings, where you didn't go out and inform people how to be safe. You informed people that there were bad people in their midst who might be killing your grandma as we speak. And I think about that when I hear California Governor Gavin Newsom talking like this.
Don't tell me that's not aiding and abetting all this. Of course it is. There's someone that sees it creating a culture and a climate like this. I mean, it's look online. Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media.
The difference is these people amplify it from the governor's mansion. These people amplify it from the office of the presidency. From the office of the presidency. Speaking of governor's mansion, I love how quickly we've moved on and forgotten that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is responsible for murdering over 15,000 New York seniors. I have brought this up before. I'll bring it up again. It's not a small thing. That's five times the death roll of September 11th. Directly responsible. Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo gave an order. You, COVID positive people, yes, you go right back into the nursing home where all the vulnerable people are. And so that carrier went right back in the nursing home as ordered by Andrew Cuomo, and 15,000 New Yorkers don't have a mom anymore or a dad anymore. Don't you ever ask me for amnesty. Never again. And it honestly, it is no wonder. It is no wonder Lee Zeldin's going to win. Well, I'm not. You know what? I'm not predicting that. I don't want to get my hopes up. I think Lee Zeldin might win. Chris, I'm having a hard time. All right. Look, maybe I'm still high on life after Halloween. All right. Halloween was in case you're wondering, the pizza rolls were a huge hit. All right. A huge hit. There was some pushback from the wife. There was some pushback. And we did have a little incident later on. I thought we had enough candy. The wife went out and bought candy. We thought we had enough candy. And then there was a bunch of stuff going on at the kids' school before Halloween. This is last week, where we needed candy. So the wife said, well, I'll just bring some of a Halloween candy, then we'll replace it. Kind of forgot to replace it. So now you have the choice to make at the beginning of the night. Now, I want to explain something. Our neighborhood streets are full of people walking and kids and golf carts. And it's just... You're not driving anywhere on Halloween night. This is well known. You do not get in your car. It's one gigantic army of kids high on candy sugar. So going to the store wasn't an option. We didn't discover the shortage or remember the shortage until after trick-or-treating began. Yes, the pizza rolls were a helpful supplement, but also we ran out of candy at some point. We were the home running out of candy. And of course, there's all these show-offs in the neighborhood handing out the full-size candy bars. And I'm here to tell you, this will be the last year I'm not that guy. I've brought it up before. From now on, it's full-size Jesse. All right? Full-size Jesse. Anyway. What, Chris? That sounds bad. Anyway. I had to give out fruit by the foot. We had a box of the fruit by the foots for the kids' lunches. And we ran out of candy, and I was handing out fruit by the foot. Look, what do you want me to do? Tell them we don't have anything? Okay. I was close to doing the thing where you kill the lights and just hide. Well, Chris, I did. Everyone knew we were home. All our friends were there. It wasn't. Dang it. It didn't go well. Dang it. All right. You know what? You remember I've been making a prediction about Trump getting arrested, getting indicted. Maybe you thought I was just blowing off on the radio. Yeah, you might want to buckle up for something. I've got a headline for you here. And yes, I am going to do it. Not yet. Don't call yet. I'm going to open up the phones here in just a little bit for you to tell your COVID stories if you want, because I want you to be heard. Now, remember, crime's not getting better anytime soon because they don't want it to get better anytime soon. So all those violent people who've been out there murdering, raping, assaulting people, they're all still out there. What are you going to do about it? You're going to wait for the cops to come? Or are you going to go get a hero gun for the person you love the most and yourself, and make sure you have the ability to stop a 250-pound violent animal from doing whatever he or she wants to you? It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's a non-lethal gun. Get the hero gun, or the hero arrows a little smaller and more aerodynamic. I love this, especially for the ladies. It's easier to carry, easier to fit in a purse. Does not require concealed carry. Remember, anyone can use it. Point and squeeze. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. All right? State restrictions may apply. Now, we're going to have to address this Trump thing because it's in the news, and I've been warning you something's coming, and lo and behold, it looks like it's coming. And then we're going to get to a bunch more emails. People want to know about the politicians, why they didn't do any of the COVID stuff. People are talking about one vote, one household. White suburban women, are they actually going to help for once? All that and more. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.